Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And that means John Swamp Fox Warner is here to help us with that topic. He's co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. Usually he joins us from Greenville, but today he's in our studio. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Mike, there's a wonderful opportunity for entrepreneurial companies at the federal level, and it's a small business innovative research grants and similar small business technology transfer award program to stimulate research and development among small companies. And one of the good things about these grants is they're non-dilutive, and what that means is the people that own equity in the company don't have to give up any equity to get these grants. Now, the federal agency is your customer, and you're doing research that's important to them, and you have a product that you have to deliver to them, but they don't get an equity piece in your company. And the Office of Innovation of the South Carolina Department of Commerce recently announced a program they call Three-Phase. It is going to help do workshops throughout the state, federal SBIR and STTR programs. It's also going to help manage the application process for portfolio companies, and most of these will be at no cost to the participants. And so that sounds like a pretty good program, help companies find some federal dollars to advance what they're doing, isn't it?
It certainly does, and I know you have some experience with these types of grants, don't you?
I do. Some of the companies I'm involved with have actually received some of these grants. Hawaki and Recover have both received FBIR awards, and they come in several phases. So it's kind of a logically managed program. You apply for what's called a Phase 1 grant, and it might be a couple of $100,000. You know, to be able to prove a concept and move something forward. And then the federal agency makes a decision as to how much progress you made. They'll grant a Phase 2 award, and that could be $1 million to $2 million. Now, there's many other programs in the state that help small businesses with these kinds of grants. EBSCOR has what they call a Phase 0 program. Phase 0 is actually maybe $6,000. And what it does is helps you hire a grant writer. We've used that at Accessible Diagnostics, for example, to help us just find what grant programs might be out there. SC Launch has a matching program, so they'll match up to $50,000. And again, that's a grant, not an equity investment. And they kind of depend on the federal agency to do the due diligence and make the selection. So, you know, you've been validated by them. And the University of South Carolina has some workshops to help people at the university with SBIR, STTR programs to commercialize innovative technologies. I noticed at Clemson, they had an interim director of the Clemson University Research Foundation. His name is Chris Gesswine, and they just recently announced that Chris is going to be the full-time permanent director of CURS. That's great news. Chris is a great guy. He's also been involved in 21 federal SBIR, STTR, and state technology development grant applications and wins. So he's very knowledgeable. So you have all these people all over the state that have a finger in this in one way or another. And I think this highlights something that you and I have talked about over the years. We really need some type of a comprehensive approach to kind of this type of activity, because I'm involved in it a lot, and I know it can get kind of confusing to me who's doing what, when, and how do you engage with these various entities. I mean, if you were a new entrepreneur trying to navigate this, it'd take you a while to figure all this out. So somebody, the Department of Commerce or SCRA or kind of a one place you go and plug you into all these various resources, because it's wonderful that they're there, but it can be pretty difficult to navigate if you haven't gone through it before.
How competitive are these types of grants?
These are very competitive grants, and they're competitive nationally. You're working with the Department of Defense or the National Institute of Health or Department of Agriculture, and you're competing with people all over the country. And South Carolina has traditionally not been very competitive. I mean, we have not won a lot of these, and we have some wins in the state, some people that have been successful, but relative to our size and to other states, you know, we're behind the curve, and that's why, you know, having a number of these kinds of programs is important.
Well, John, for the entrepreneurs listening right now, what's the calendar looking like?
Well, the big event coming up in the spring is Dig South down in Charleston, one of the best technology conferences in the Southeast. And, of course, on a regular basis, there's million cup programs each week across the state, and Tech After Five. So lots of ways for listeners to plug into the entrepreneurial community.
John, thanks for making the trip to Columbia today.
Well, it was a beautiful day, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And we will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.